the power of the voice can be used to create phenomenal works of art, and it can also be used to sell us stuff. You've heard some of the people in the next story on the radio and on television pitching you products and ideas. But you never knew what these people were really thinking.
On my cue.
Okay, this is Zach Fine, VH1 pilot. How rich is J-Lo? She commands a 12 million... Blah, blah. My name is Zach Fine, and I'm a voiceover artist, I guess is what you call me. I do voiceovers for television and radio commercials.
Even more casual. It's like hands on the hips. It's like, I love J-Lo, but I don't care.
Okay, Zach Fine, VH1. She commands $12 million a movie role, has made $50 million on album sales, and her new clothing line expects to net $100 million a year. So, how rich is Jennifer Lopez?
I get a few auditions or a few jobs or a combination of the two. When it's my turn, I go in, and it's usually a casting director who is kind of a go-between of another go-between person who's gotten fifth-hand information about what they want.
This one I want more in that Dennis Leary-esque, little mean-spirited... You know, I still got to sell it, but just a little mean.
The other night, I'm watching my girlfriend's acting workshop, and then I realized something. You know, I don't get actors. I mean, I like them and all, but, I mean, they're always doing weird stuff to help them perform better. Asking what's my motivation, or saying, I got to get into character. If you ask me, real performance isn't all that hard to find.
And then you walk away, and most of the time, you never hear anything ever again. Sometimes later that day, my beeper or my cell phone will go off, and they'll say, okay, you got the gig. You got to go do a demo for it, or you got to go do the job at another studio.
Take four.
Maverick, edgy, funny, sexy, dope. Maverick, edgy, funny, sexy, dope. Maverick, edgy, funny, sexy, dope.
Last one, Zach, and you can just slow these ones down.
Five.
Maverick, edgy, funny, sexy, dope. Maverick.
And
edgy,
so basically, that's my funny, day. Sexy.
My name's Nancy Giles, and I'm a voiceover actor. You're constantly being told on a good day when you've got the job, not that's not right, do it again, do it again, do it again. And you have to be able to take direction. You have to even sometimes, if you don't agree with the direction, you have to give, you know, sometimes you'll get line readings that might not make sense. If you could just read it this way, the story of so-and-so, and you're going in your mind, what does he mean? You have to really leave your ego out the door and just do what they ask and give it, you know, your own kind of spin and do it. But it takes a lot of patience. It takes artistry. On a good day for me, when there's a spot that's written really well and the images are beautiful and they really evoke a certain feeling in you, you connect with them in some way, the music is really good, and again, it makes you feel a certain way. Oh, days like that, I really feel like a voiceover artist.
We offer a voice where there was none. The New York Times. Expect the world.
Ashley Albert.
Hey there, dudes. Summer's almost over. No big thing. Mountain Dew has set you up with a hip-hopping, body-splintering deal.
I am the official happy, perky, peppy teen voice. Not the voice I'm using now.
When I think of the American Express card, I always think it's just for exotic dream vacations.
A client once told me that they liked my voice because I didn't have any negativity in my voice. Without really trying, I think I sound like I'm smiling.
Fred Collins, what it really comes down to when you're selling product on radio or on television as the voice is to look at the words. Every word has a value. One of my favorite stories is a man who is still alive who actually brought a tear to my eye the first time I heard his voice.
It was one of the most magnificent voices I have ever heard.
And he thought so too, but he would make vomit sound exactly like beautiful.
The basic sound that I have is a damaged quality sound. A damaged quality sound is a sound that's got a little grit in it. It's got a little crunchiness to it. Why is that a hot sound, or why does it work? I believe that a crunchy, damaged sound represents a real person to the average audience member. They hear that sound and they think, well, that's not a professional announcer. Because he sounds crunchy, he's cool, or she's cool. So it's a little more accessible for them, and I think that that's why they want to hire me. It's cool, makes their product cool.
As a younger actor, even though it's just your voice, I was very annoyed at repeatedly getting directions in voiceover auditions to be more who I really was, don't talk so properly, be more black, give me more ethnic, or one director who said, can you give me more? And he just kind of snapped his fingers like that. I can remember once auditioning for a public service announcement, and they said, we want somebody kind of like Debbie Allen and this and that and the other. And it was about rape. And then I sort of read it, and then they said, no, really, you know, more like Debbie Allen, more, you know, with more of that sass. I mean, it's very straightforward stuff. And I thought, I knew what they wanted, but I was mad. So I did, you know, I was something like, rape. Rape is horrible. I thought, this is ridiculous.
This man says he's for cutting taxes. But look at the record. He voted 6 times in a row for an increase in taxes. This is the man you'd like for your governor? I mean, it's that kind of a...
There's a tremendous camaraderie between the people that you're auditioning against. I mean, sometimes I'll read copy and I'll think, this is so-and-so's job. I can hear that person saying this. It's almost like what would come out of their mouth naturally.
When we get jobs and when we don't, it's subjective. It's whatever somebody wants. If you sound too much like a producer's ex-wife, you probably won't get it. If you sound like somebody that he thinks the sound makes him excited, aroused, you might get it.
Obviously, we're talking for a living, so everybody loves to talk. So it's very social. At the same time, it's very lonely because you're also walking around the city all day by yourself, and you only get to talk when you get to those audition sites. For just a few minutes, you get to sort of have some human interaction, and then you go back out on your own into the world.
You watch television, you listen to the radio, you've heard my voice, you've connected with it. And chances are, at some point, you were doing something intimate, something private, and you heard my voice. So I have been there with you for all the good times and all the bad times.
It was a guy from Chase Manhattan Mortgage, and he said, gee, that voice sounds familiar. I helped him a little bit, and I said, this has been a presentation of ABC News. We're more American. He said, that's it, my gosh. And he was very helpful in the refinancing.
From ABC News.
Our story was produced by Mallory Kasdan, who happens to be a voiceover actor herself. You can hear some of her ads and find out more about voiceovers on our website, studio360.org.